This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America, hello world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort fight, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road, long-haul truckers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe and Gab the same way. We're on Parler at the Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. That's the Captain's America Third Watch.com. You can go over there, communicate with the show that way. Send us a message. We'll get it eventually. And then you can also hear the program over there. Just go over there and click on the Listen Live link, and boom, you're there. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us for hour number two. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, I got to ask you, this missile we talked about, a massive Chinese rocket, which is headed for an uncontrolled reentry, does that mean they don't have control of this, and what's this all about?
Well, that's what we're finding out about, Captain, and it looks like the Chinese launched a rocket recently in the last several days. It's part of their own space station ambitions, we understand. But what has happened is that that stage of the rocket is now falling back to Earth. According to amateur astronomers, they've been able to track it. They say that it's tumbling. It's not under any sort of control, and it's lowered its altitude significantly just in the last short period of time. From what we understand from the reports we're getting is that it may come down somewhere around May the 10th. But that's plus or minus 2 days, we're being told at this point. So where it will come down, we don't know. Of course, the Earth is covered. Yeah, three-quarters of the Earth's surface is covered in water, so it's likely that it could fall into the ocean somewhere. But there evidently was a similar situation some years ago where the rocket came down, burned up partially in the atmosphere, and actually did hit part of the Earth along the Ivory Coast, we understand. But again, this is what we know right now. So again, if it does come down, it could do some damage. It's about 100 feet long. But we understand it's orbiting about as high as New York, and Madrid, and as far south as southern Chile, and Wellington, New Zealand. So that means that anywhere in that area, this is where it could possibly come down, as it orbits the Earth about once every 90 minutes, we're told.
Now, you've heard of H.R. 1, right, to pass the House?
Yes.
Well, a public policy advocate is deeply concerned about this controversial bill being pushed by President Joe Biden and many other Democrats that would give the federal government complete control over the state's election processes. And right now, it's not going to go anywhere in the Senate in its current form. And I'm not sure it's going to go anywhere in the Senate anyway, because, again, we, the people, have gotten on the telephone lines and have sent the emails and have sent the faxes and all the other stuff to let these people know that, hey, don't you go messing with the great things we got in America. And they're paying attention. They are paying attention.
Well, absolutely, because what H.R. 1 does is it just usurps the ability for people in their local areas, their state and local areas, to control their own elections.
Now, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, of course, we talked about this last hour, but he did move to suspend all remaining COVID-19 restrictions imposed by communities across the state, signing into law on Monday freshly passed legislation, which gives him sweeping powers to invalidate local emergency measures put in place during the pandemic. This would be effective July 1st. Some of it could be done initially, which includes mask mandates, limitations on business operations, the shuttering of schools, and the size of crowds.
That's right. And you know, Captain, from when this pandemic started over a year ago, we know so much more about how this virus behaves, and we know how to be able to open up so that people can make a living, live their lives without having to be locked down.
I have my vaccine card.
Yep.
And I got it as kind of a joke on the backside of my card where my vaccine card is. I've got a big V, a big red V. So I walked up to Publix, and, of course, everybody's got to wear a mask to go into Publix. That's a local grocery chain down here all over the state. And the manager looked at me, was standing there, and I just held up my thing with the V, turned it around, and I said, I've been vaccinated. He goes, okay, have a nice day, sir. Walked inside, kept right on walking.
Very interesting. Yeah, well, see, this is the thing. I think people do perceive that being vaccinated means you're okay, you know. And
that's what it's supposed to mean.
That's right. Exactly. But in some of these blue states, especially, Captain, or blue cities, the idea, again, is to keep people pretty much terrified about this whole thing. And I can't say enough about Governor DeSantis, because he saw early on that you had to protect, first of all, the elderly in nursing homes, for example.
Yep.
And he understood how the vaccination process works and who needed to get vaccinated first.
Yep. And though the original CNN piece, which went up a week ago, which is still being heavily promoted a week later, has seen some new eyes on it. Well, we'll get into that in a minute, because this involves Rick Grenell and something that he did. It said to Joe Biden, and Joe Biden didn't have an answer for it, and it's hilarious. So when we come back, we'll mention that. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Lots more coming your way. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, and that total is both on the internet, on the satellite, and terrestrial radio stations, so that's the combined audience. But anyway, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends over at Auto Glass America. Now, you know, in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break, and with Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will do just that by giving you $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced when you tell them, I sent you. That's me, the captain. Now, they'll handle the insurance claim. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty, $100 put in your palm of your hand at the time they finish the service after you tell them, I sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So go out, take a look at your windshield. You got a chip in it, a crack in it? Well, call 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Tell them the captain sent you. Get $100 put right in the palm of your hand. Brand new windshield, fully guaranteed. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
I've heard that somewhere before. All righty. Now, we had got a call when we were on break from a listener telling us about a product that they're using, a new drug they're using to fight the COVID. And apparently this is something that's working, but there comes with a big stern warning against it. It's called ivermectin. Am I saying that right, Kyle?
I think it's ivermectin. Yeah.
All right. Well, what did you find out?
Well, we found out, Captain, that in Illinois, in one particular case, a judge has ordered a hospital in that area, Elmhurst Hospital, to administer this drug called ivermectin to a comatose COVID-19 patient. The patient is 68 years old and been in the intensive care unit since April, according to the report that we found. But this goes against what the FDA has been warning. They know about this. They believe that that this drug could be could interact badly with other medications and can be lethal in large doses. So stay tuned, because again, this is something we're hearing about that could be some kind of a treatment option for COVID-19, but it may come with some pretty severe caveats for sure.
Okay. Now, we were talking about CNN and a piece that they put out that has been mentioned, and Joe Biden's been taking all kinds of credit for the drugs that are out there and the vaccine and this, that, and the other. But apparently, Rick Grenell, the former DI and DNI director, who may, in fact, be running for governor in California, we'll know soon enough, came out and told Joe Biden, he says, don't forget, Joe, you got this vaccine that's in your body under the Trump administration.
Yeah, isn't that something? And didn't President Biden say, you know, we got here. We didn't have a vaccine.
I know.
Yeah, wait a minute. Yeah.
We had to start from scratch. We didn't have anything. Nothing was done. And then he started it again with the illegals. Well, there were no beds. There was nothing here. Well, of course not, because we weren't letting them in, Joe.
Yeah, there was not a border crisis until Joe Biden and the Biden-Harris administration decided to create the border crisis.
Mm-hmm.
By their actions, that this is what they did. But, you know, it's really something, though, Captain, because Joe Biden, administration, seems to want to say that this America that's never existed, and they just took it over.
Okay. Well, I'm going to drift over to the telephone line here, because we've got Mel. Mel's being very conversational tonight. We might as well just put him on the phone and let him keep talking the rest of the night. Go ahead, Mel. What's going on?
No, I've got somewhat funny and somewhat ironic. I'll never have to worry about any of my horses catching COVID, because that's what I worm with on a monthly basis. Ivermectin.
With the horses?
Yes.
I'll be done.
Exactly. Track the supply. Or any of these, tax shops that sell horse equipment, horse feed, this and that and the other, ivermectin. You buy it at it, buy a tube, right down its throat, and away you go. So I guess I'll never have to worry about any of my horses catching COVID.
Are you either?
Right. Yeah, I'll take care of myself.
Thank you, Mel. Okay. All right. Well, how about that?
Well, yeah, again, you know, we hear about these things, and you know what, something else we heard about, Captain, back when then President Trump, had COVID-19 himself, we heard about these things called monoclonal antibodies, and the president, I believe, was treated with that, and experimental and very new at the time, but now we're starting to see commercials on television with people saying, check out monoclonal antibodies. You know, now it's not one of those commercials where ask your doctor about, you know, thus and such, but it's now starting to make its way. So you never know. That's why when you're doing science, and you have to do it responsibly, obviously, you don't know what is going to work sometimes, and you sometimes stumble into it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have to continue to gather data about things and not simply shut something down because President Trump said, hey, maybe that works. I've heard good things about thus and such.
Now, have you heard of Rolling Thunder?
Yes, that's the big motorcycle thing. Right, exactly.
Every Memorial Day for the past 30-plus years, Rolling Thunder and various motorcycle veterans groups from all around the country have had an annual ride around Washington, D.C. To honor the veterans. They've wound up over at the Arlington Cemetery. Very prestigious, very impressive looking support, show of support from veterans on motorcycles. Well, the Biden administration this year will not give them a permit for this traditional ride that they've got. Now, I remember a few years ago they went through something like this. I want to say it was, might have been with the Obama administration. Certainly wasn't with Trump. But I remember something about this. And then suddenly they got the permit back again for this, because this is ridiculous. These guys, and by the way, my wife, when she was alive, the last summer she was alive, we drove up in the pickup truck that I had. Because what we did is we followed a bunch of bikers from Sarasota, and if anybody broke down, we threw the bike in the back of the pickup, plus I was towing a trailer, too, to make sure that everybody got up there, and if there were problems, then they worked on them when they got where they're going. But the thing, and we only had one bike breakdown, thank God. But anyway, we went up there, and we were with them, and it was just really something to see. If you haven't seen that, you have no idea what happens when you put 100,000-plus motorcycles together.
Yes, exactly right. Well, what we're hearing, of course, is that it's COVID-19. You can't have this.
Oh, no. I know what it is. Trust me. I know what it is. That's got nothing to do with this. This is Homeland Security and Nancy Pelosi going, oh, well, there's these insurrectionists over there. I'll bet you. That's where this came from.
Well, sure, because it's a lame excuse to say it's COVID-19, you know, that kind of thing. Because, again, this is outside. People are going to be, you know, in other words, it's one of those things where you have a very small chance of ever getting COVID-19. So this is a strange holdover.
Well,
but I think you're right, Gavin.
To the veterans that are involved in this, I hope you sue these people and get your permission to be there, because you should be there. This is not smart. By the way, COVID-19 fears stimulus is preventing millions from returning to work. According to the Bank of America, they are taking their $300 of unemployment plus $300 or whatever it might happen to be in the different states they're in, and they're just sticking it in the bank, and they're just basically doing nothing but drawing the interest, some of them.
Well, that's right, and some are still getting benefits, the COVID-19 benefits, basically. And this is actually causing issues of trying to get people to come and take jobs. In fact, some restaurants, even in California, my area, Captain,
well,
they're giving signing bonuses, but nobody's taking it.
They
like
just
$400.
A national chain whose name I won't mention just changed their hours because of this. They weren't able to get the people that they needed to have for the morning breakfast rush. So suddenly they're not open at 6 o'clock in the morning like they were before. Now they're open at 8 o'clock in the morning, and they lose that whole breakfast rush because they couldn't get enough people to wait the tables.
Well, exactly right, because I've had people tell me this. Well, because people are making money by not coming to work. And unfortunately, we understand about helping people through hard times. That's not what the issue is here at all.
Yeah.
What the issue is what happens when people become dependent on the government. That's not a good thing.
And we got people right now that could actually be working.
Yes.
There are jobs out there. And by the way, I saw a sign on the front of a McDonald's that said, our people start at $12.50 an hour.
Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing. Exactly. And by the way, you can work, and because you're able-bodied, you can work, but you're also, it's safe in so many cases to go to work. So that's not the issue anymore. It's these benefits that keep people.
Yeah, going. And I laugh every time I hear about the government contractors that get $7.25 an hour. Well, that's if you're at the bottom of the barrel and don't know what you're doing. But if you operate a piece of machinery or you drive a truck, I guarantee you, you'll make $20 an hour plus. I know, because I've done it. Hold that thought, Kyle. All right, we'll be right back with more to Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Following criticism from some fellow Democrats, President Biden announced Monday that he will raise the cap on refugee admissions to the U.S. to 62,500, after initially indicating that he would leave the cap at levels set by former President Trump. Biden said in February that he wanted to raise the cap, but reversed course last month, indicating he would leave the cap at around 15,000. That announcement drew pushback from some Democratic lawmakers. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the president would make a formal announcement by mid-May. And federal prosecutors have charged five people with harboring migrants into the United States. They were arrested Friday after nearly 100 people were found in a two-story home in Houston, packed into two separate rooms in the house. All of them were illegally in the country, as were the five who were arrested. The Houston house was one of several stash houses discovered in Texas last week. Authorities found nearly 80 more illegal immigrants in another five homes. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com. Tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Alrighty, and Patrick Collins is going to be with us for lunch today over at the Mission Barbecue on West Water Street. So if you want to meet the Sports Zone quarterback with me, I'll be over there. And, of course, lately we've had military guys with us, and sheriff's deputies that like to stop by and have lunch with us on Tuesdays, a couple guys in the fire marshal's office usually. So you get to meet some of the gang, some of the guys, I should say. All right, well, here's more about Patrick Hyland and his stem cell patch company.
Hi, folks, it's the Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the Captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
And basically, that product has got a little jolt in it when you put that on. It's like putting on a Band-Aid. And when you put that on, it gets into your system, and it stimulates your cells to do what it is that they should do normally. And I've used that before from time to time. And it works. It works. I usually don't use it until I really get to having a problem like I did last week. Oh, boy. All right. Anyway, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
by the way, we found out that the Bill and Melinda Gates divorce deal, there's $146 billion up for grabs.
Yeah, that's a pretty penny, to say the least.
Somebody's going to have a good payday.
Yes, well, exactly.
Yeah, and there's no prenup, so it's probably going to be 50-50. I think that's the way that'll go.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I mean, it's a sad thing when somebody, their marriage breaks up. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Now, the Republicans are ripping into Joe Biden's $4 billion border plan to pay for the world's most corrupt nations. We're basically going to give $4 billion to some countries that are just rampant in drugs and violence and gangs and human trafficking, if you will.
Well, exactly. I mean, we're not surprised when the Biden-Harris administration comes in and does stuff like this.
They don't know what they're doing.
No, because, again, it seems like they'll take whatever it is that is it only just to spite Donald Trump or his policies?
Yes.
I mean, it just seems like that's not a good reason, you know, to do stuff like
that. But that's the reason.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's like they go to such great lengths to try to make sure that, you know, only because the left cried out about the refugee cap, but that was the cap that Trump had, and Biden had said, okay, well, this is going to stay the same. But now it's like, oh, no, well, don't associate me
they
with
quadrupled
Trump.
It yesterday. He quadrupled it.
Quadrupled it, exactly. But, this is ridiculous political nonsense after a while because things that just fly in the face of doing the right thing.
And if you think they got nowhere to put them right now, you wait till they quadruple them and get them in there. They definitely don't have anywhere to put them.
Well, exactly right.
Okay. Now, do you want to go to Montana anytime soon?
I would love to go to Montana.
Well, my former commanding general, Paul Vallely, is up there in the bunker, as he likes to say. And a Montana BNB is running out an entire mountain. To celebrate the state's popularity with exclusive access to those people that want to come up there and just have a good time.
Wow. Well, Montana's a beautiful state. You know, we talk about it a lot on the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. We got a lot of weather to talk about and a lot of great people in Montana. And if you had a chance to go, you should go because it's big sky country.
And a Dallas area critical race theory project that was going on. They had a different, there was one group of people that ran on that, and another group of people said, no, we want to go back to taking control of our schools and teaching them what they're supposed to learn as Americans. Well, the good guys won big in the school board elections, which again is where I'm telling everybody, we need to start this year. We need to get out there and get the school boards, take them back from the people that stole it from us to get rid of all this nonsense they're trying to push through. And in Dallas, they did it.
Well, that's right. And again, all politics are local. It's just that simple. And Captain, you know, the worst thing that you can do is try to tell everybody your country is just so bad. You know, we should never be teaching people that. We should be teaching them that America has, number one, the ability to change and has gone in the right moral direction. And it's, you know, we always can improve. Our best days are always ahead. But to try to break everything up, basically, is what the critical race theory is.
Let me ask you a question. We've heard about the 1619 Project, which is what this is all about, right?
Right.
Okay, well, what if I said, no, wait a minute, let's go back to 1492, because Columbus had slaves.
Well, exactly.
Brought them over from Africa.
Exactly. But what the 1619 idea is, again, is trying to say the United States actually started then, and this is the real
history.
Yeah,
but you get my point.
Yeah.
Well, how about 1492 when Columbus discovered America?
Right.
Okay, that's when it started. So we want the 1492 Project.
Exactly. But again, it's never really based in the idea that you're going to come up with this new, you know, legitimate theory of all things. It's about creating the strife and creating race hatred, group hatred.
That's, you know, all they know.
That's right. In order to do what? In order to bring down a system and establish a new one.
Okay, well, conservative Republican legislators in Kansas failed Monday to override the Democratic governor, Laura Kelly's, vote of a proposed ban on transgender athletes in girls and women's sports, school sports, So the boys will be able to compete against the girls in Kansas, and that's just bothering a whole bunch of people there. They're now pushing for the recall of the governor.
Yeah, exactly. Well, again, this issue is not going to go away anytime soon. Again, this brings back up, you know, what Caitlyn Jenner said here in California. And why is it so controversial? Well, because we're talking about, biological boys competing with biological girls. Politically a hot potato, but in reality, it seems like, you know, people sort of agree with that whole idea.
Now, the Fed's Powell has said that the U.S. economic outlook has clearly brightened, but the recovery is very uneven at the present time. The red states are doing much better than the blue states, and, gee, I'm so not shocked.
Not shocked at all. In fact, Captain, I heard a report earlier tonight that somehow, you know, we're seeing all the prices go up, right?
Yeah.
Prices are going up everywhere. And it transportation, everything that comes to the store comes on a truck.
Yep.
Everything that comes to you from online.
Freight rates have gone up.
Exactly. But everything has gone up. So, for some reason, don't worry. It has nothing to do with the Biden economy or anything like that. It's Trump and his tariffs. You know, so we're going to go back to Trump.
Give me a break.
Yeah. We're going back to the Trump problem again. But that's because, again, people understand that the Trump economy was booming. And they can't imagine what gas is cost right now. They can't imagine what lumber costs right now.
If you can find it.
If you can find it, exactly. And so they have to find some way to try to tamp down the obvious.
By the way, when's the last time you bought a sheet of plywood?
I haven't, not recently.
Do you remember what the price was you paid?
Well, you know what? As a matter of fact, I stand corrected. We did a project a while back, and I think they were charging somewhere between $55 and $60-something dollars per sheet of plywood at the time for a roofing job. Yeah.
Yeah. See if you can find it for that now.
No kidding. Yeah. And a lot of times that's like extra cost that you don't know about until you rip a roof off something. Yeah.
Now, Scott Peterson, remember him?
Oh, yes.
Scott Peterson's sister-in-law has made a bombshell claim in this infamous murder case that she's introducing what she believes is shocking new evidence that changes the whole theory involved.
Really? Really?
Yeah.
And somehow that Lacey Peterson was murdered by burglars, evidently.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, again, I mean, this is...
I don't know where that's coming from or what kind of proof she's got, but she claims... she wants to reopen the case again because she says this will affect the change things again.
Well, and of course there would have to be some kind of evidence for that. There would have to be. You'd have to be able to backtrack somehow whatever's been preserved and reexamine it, and that's where they'd have to start.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're coming back with the Trucker's Highway and Bible Report. We're going to take a look again at the weather and see if things have changed. If they have, hopefully they change for the better, but you never know until you take a look. All right, I'll be right back. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and nope, it hasn't changed. Oh, my goodness. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, get Obama the phone!
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate you doing that for us. And she's up there in Carrollton, Georgia, Double D Horse Ranch with her husband Don and herself up there just up the road a tad bit. From big old Fort Benning, Georgia, to big hoo-ah out there to everybody in Fort Benning, Georgia. Okay, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Pull on in there, tell them the captain sent you, get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And while you're there, drivers, become a member of the Drivers Club. You will get points for the fuel you buy, for the food you buy, for the supplies you buy in the store. You build up those points. Pretty soon, you'll have enough to buy whatever it is you want to buy, either in the catalog or get discounts in the store on different things by using your points. So, it's all good. It's all good. And we'll tell you about the app and how to do that when we get done. All right, here we go. We're going to get a little Grand Funk Railroad into the mix. Grand Funk Railroad. And Kyle, that's an oldie but goodie.
It is. Goes back to 1973, and that's a Flint, Michigan band. That's where they originated. Yep, Grand Funk Railroad.
Where all the water came from.
Right. That's right.
Not the stuff you want to drink, though. No. All right, well, let's go here, because heavy rainfall, severe thunderstorms late Tuesday from the southern plains and the mid-south into the southeast. And again, showers and scattered strong to severe thunderstorms, along with some tornadoes, hate to say it, are going to impact parts of the plains southeast Ohio Valley through Tuesday into Tuesday night. Locally heavy rainfall and flooding are possible in those areas. Meanwhile, dry and gusty conditions will result in fire weather threats out west across parts of California. Snow is gradually going to come to an end across the Rockies, but it has moved over east of the Rockies. We'll tell you where it's at. But, Kyle, you tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. You know, we were talking about Montana earlier, big sky country. Just got a couple of temperatures here for you. Missoula, it's 47 degrees right now, 43 in Bozeman, but beautiful, beautiful country up there. No doubt about
that. Big sky.
Big sky country, absolutely. South of Montana, down in Idaho near Pocatello, we have a lake wind advisory if you're coming along the Interstate 15 there. Pretty quiet other places on the map tonight. We have been watching Denver. They're still got a little bit of rain that could be coming in here soon, but now it looks like maybe Wednesday they've got mostly sunny, so that's actually changed in about the last hour, so good respite of that rain. Fire weather warning in Northern California stretching from Redding down to Modesto in the central part of the state.
All righty, well, the snow has moved over into the southeastern corner on I-90 of South Dakota. Also, a little bit of it moving over into the southwestern part on I-90 of Minnesota. It goes down towards the northwestern corner of Iowa, northeastern corner of Nebraska up around Sioux City, and a little bit of snow in the mixed middle of Nebraska right now. But here's the big problem right now. It's still the severe thunderstorms and flooding and hail and gusty winds and all that, and maybe a tornado or two mixed in, because I do see tornado watches in this area. Now, coming up I-30 out of Dallas-Fort Worth up into Arkansas all the way to Little Rock, and then about 40 or 50 miles east of Little Rock, not quite to Memphis. You definitely have got a problem there right now, and that problem continues to move across I-20 if you're coming out of Dallas to the east of I-20. And by the way, it's moved even more so right now, more pronounced in the Memphis, Tennessee area over towards Jackson, Tennessee. I see flood warnings now in right along I-40 to the west of Memphis. I see flood warnings up there north on the southwestern corner of Kentucky. Also over in Missouri around Fort Leonard Wood, flood warnings in that area, severe thunderstorm warnings and watches up in that area. Southern Illinois as well. So this front is apparently moving right now to the north and to the east. So be advised that would involve I-40 from Little Rock east into Memphis over towards Jackson, Tennessee, I-30 all the way up to Little Rock, and I-20 all the way over to Shreveport from the Metroplex of Dallas, and then it's down around San Antonio. You come out of San Antonio, you'll have a little bit of it coming that way. And then one last little thing up in Georgia, northern Georgia, from Atlanta north to the Tennessee line, you do have some rain there right now. It's just a steady rain. I don't see any flood watches or warnings in there at all at the moment. So, Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All righty. Talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good.
All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And from Kyle Warren, we go to Denise Simon. Okay, what's the latest on the train bridge collapse in Mexico City? I'm hearing at least 15 people dead, about 70 people in the hospital. They're still searching for people that are either in the cars down below or in the railroad cars, which are all twisted and torn apart.
That's about right. Apparently, there's also one pregnant woman that no one's heard from, too, that may be among the dead. In the overpass or the collapse is about 15 feet above the ground, so it wasn't like it was terribly high. And there's a crane right now that is holding up think, one of the other cars, so it doesn't collapse as well. So they do have a mess. They think that it may have been weakened during a previous earthquake, and nobody necessarily did the right kind of inspections to make the fix.
Now, what part of Mexico City is this?
It's in the south part of Mexico City.
Okay, so it's kind of like almost in the suburbs.
Well, no, I mean, well.
It's not downtown. I mean, downtown is, it's not downtown.
But Mexico City is like all downtown.
Okay.
It's a remarkable place.
Yeah, but they got it. I was thinking if it's not downtown, there's one area down there where they got the big train mecca down there, and they could really have troubles there if it was there. But I'm glad to hear that it's not, because it would be much worse, I think, if that had happened. But nonetheless, they're going to be talking about this for a while. The numbers keep going up, and that's what's going to happen. They're obviously still looking for people, the firefighters, what they have to do to get in there with the ladders and crawling around, being very careful so nothing moves, because you could actually cause one of those cars, if you did something the wrong way, to move with whatever you weigh. So they usually put the little guys up there doing the search and rescue so that they don't affect it that much. That's what they usually do. All right, here comes the music. So when we come back, more from Denise Simon at FoundersCode.com. And by the way, you know, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, you find out that you've got things going on in the government, thanks to Judicial Watch, that wakes up and tells you about the cash payments being made to illegal aliens in Maryland that we didn't know about until yesterday. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.